Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. We are so happy to be here today.
Yeah.
Monday morning. It's been a great weekend. We haven't recorded in a couple days because we have taken a trip. We took a trip to the beach with our son, the river beach.
Yeah.
The river beach. And it was a great time. Much needed vacation. Zinho, little vacation. Just a little trip. It was a one-day trip, actually.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome. It was so good to play. It was 42 degrees, and that's 107. And so it's so hot here in Brazil. It is spring, but you can't tell. It's summer. It looks like summer. So today's devotional is expressing anger. Numbers 21 through 13, and our main verse today, Numbers 20, 11. Go back and read those verses. They're amazing, talking about Moses receiving water from the rock, right? And so, then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. And so, one thing we were reading, as we were reading those verses, Marcelli noticed that the verse said, speak to the rock.
Yeah, when the Lord said to
When the Lord said, to speak Moses. To the rock. And so, I think that's so important because we can speak to our situation, right? Maybe it's addiction, or if it's anger, as we're going to read about today, or if it's depression or sadness or whatever you're dealing with in your life, speak to it with the authority that you have in Jesus Christ. And so we have authority through Christ to break those things and overcome those things. And so I think if we speak to the addiction, speak through directly to the problem and rebuke it, as Marcelli said in her message she preached the other day. I think it's so valuable to remember that.
Yeah, in this occasion, he was saying in a positive connotation, right? Right? Like when Jesus said,
declare.
Yeah, declaring and saying to fig tree. Well, actually, that was negative.
Yep.
So the fig tree died, yeah. But the Lord says, say to this mountain for it to move and it will move. Of course, I believe it has to be in his will. So Moses definitely went to the presence of the Lord because the people were quarreling.
Yep.
And literally quarreling and asking for water and complaining about a lot of stuff. So
it's
he went
insane.
To the presence.
It's insane. This time in the wilderness where they wanted to go back into slavery. Slavery was better. In that moment, in their mindset, right? They needed a renewing of their mind in that because they thought slavery was better. That's
insane.
Yeah,
they took the focus away from the promise that the Lord had for them. Because at the moment it was hard, but then would come the promise.
So let's read our devotional part today. A young thirsty lion and an equally thirsty cougar arrived at the usual watering hole at the same time. Immediately, they began arguing about who should drink first. Their argument quickly escalated into rage, and the animals started clawing at one another. However, the fight was interrupted when the lion and cougar caught sight of vultures circling ahead, waiting for the loser to fall. The thought of being eaten was enough for the lion and cougar to end their fight. Isn't that crazy? Wow. The vultures were going to eat the dead animal.
Yeah.
Between that fight. Anger destroys people and relationships. Cain, the son of Eden, Adam and Eve, committed the world's first murder when in anger he killed his brother Abel. Isn't that insane too? Holy cow. I was talking with my student the other day about how murder started the second people to be born. And the first people to be born, the first brothers, murder happened. That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, I think if you don't control your anger, it leads to death. Just as other scenes, it leads to death, It's serious.
Today, jails, hospitals, abuse shelters, and divorce courts are filled with the evidence of anger's destructive power. However, anger itself isn't bad. Ephesians 4:26 doesn't condemn anger. Rather, it says, in your anger, do not sin. Moses knew the consequences of letting anger lead to sin. At age 40, Moses became so angry that he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew that he killed the Egyptian. See Acts 7:23-24. Then Moses had to flee for his life, remaining in exile for 40 years. See Acts 7:30. Then 40 years after, Moses led the Hebrews out of Egypt. Moses' anger got him into some trouble again. The wandering Israelites complained bitterly about their thirst to Moses, blaming him for their discomfort and hardships. So God instructed Moses, speak to the rock before your eyes and it will pour out its water. Numbers 28. Instead, Moses angrily struck the rock with his staff. The disobedience against God cost Moses entrance into the promised land. Verse 12. Look at verse 12 of what we read today. Anger in marriage isn't wrong. In Anger and a Good Marriage, Together in His Grace, Heartlight Magazine, September 19, 2005, Braun says that anger is inevitable, and the healthy expression of it is testimony to strengthen a marriage. Relationships that don't acknowledge or express anger are usually fragile, unstable, and anemic, he writes. For anger not to be expressed suggests that the couple isn't secure enough in the marriage or isn't strong enough to handle a disagreement. Not expressing anger leads to the stockpiling of bitterness and resentment. It leads to cold shoulders and cold wars. On the other end of the spectrum, when anger is out of control, that's expressed through name-calling, profanity, belittling, intimidation, character assassination, and even physical violence. Both extremes are costly to a marriage, undermining intimacy and trust. At its most extreme, unrestrained anger can cost one or both partners their very lives. In a marriage, respect is key to expressing anger. When anger flares, respect will lead to the discussion of anger rather than one spouse swallowing their anger in silence. Respect will also guide the expression of anger so that actions are kept within boundaries and when tempers blaze. Respect leads to spouses treating each other as helpers and advocates, not as adversaries. And when that happens, the vultures retreat and no one gets eaten. I really like this because it's not just focusing on don't fight, but it's also talking about don't bottle it up and not have any discussions at all. I think that's a great point because we have to have conflict. We have conflict and we need to work through the conflict. It makes us a better couple, right? When we do this, if we just ignore everything and put it all under the rug, you will go to a marriage group and then you'll find out that you put things under the rug and you didn't deal with it, right? And so this is so true that we must handle conflict in our marriage, but in a godly way, in not a way that allows anger to come up and in our anger, not sinning, right? Mm-hmm. Anything else to comment on that, Mar?
You are supposed to express anger. Like what? I feel like I was not supposed to express anger. I was supposed to hide anger.
So you're the person that hides it.
Maybe.
Wow.
But I can't. I definitely can't because you've seen it, me angry many times. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's failure.
Mm-hmm. Failure brings anger.
No. When I show anger, I'm failing.
To your own personal standard.
Yeah. I thought for myself that if I show that I am angry at something trivial, maybe, or that I shouldn't make so much of a big deal, if I show that anger, I am failing and I shouldn't show the anger. Mm-hmm. And if I was in a better day, I would be like, happy and joyful, and I would not fight. I would not show anger at all. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what happened. But I think there's some situations that the anger would come up. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine that you did something that was totally not godly. Mm-hmm. It was lack of good character in the Lord, and I didn't speak up, you know, because I don't want to be angry. I want to be joyful and I'll be positive. You know, so I would speak up. And I had those, but it's like, now it sounds a little more clear in my mind.
It makes sense what you're saying.
You have to express that anger, but not in like, oh, Elijah spilled the beans in the kitchen and now I started getting crazy with him and with you. Why don't you help me? And, you know, and I created like a fight and it's a bad thing, but it's more like a Jesus way.
Yeah, I think this makes total sense.
Because Jesus came up angry with the people because they were sailing in the Lord's, his father's house. Mm-hmm. So it was a justified anger. And even like breaking everything there was not a sin.
So, no, righteous anger is true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, righteous anger.
But also, it doesn't say anger is a sin. Anger, in your anger, don't sin.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I think that this is something very valuable for our relationship. You guys are right here witnessing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Healing happening. That this is, we're understanding this, right? You're understanding this.
Because this is also something that I still need the Lord to work in me. Because sometimes I just, it's like that little cartoon of... in Portuguese, it's Divertidamente. I don't know how to say in English.
I don't know.
It's a little cartoon that they have a red little guy and he gets to the top and it, boom, explode. He would be me.
Is it beep beep? This guy?
I don't know.
The Roadrunner?
No.
No, not Roadrunner. Okay.
No, it's a little girl that she has this little cartoons, little things in her mind that controls her.
Sounds evil.
It's like, no, it's like anger, joy, sadness. Yes.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Yeah. It's like the little, and I feel like filling up and boom, I explode. But it's a bad thing. So I feel like I should hide my anger always, you know?
Wow. So this devotional is good for you today.
But I can't. So I fail because I don't hide the anger.
Expressing anger. So here is our first question.
And what happens when I hide the anger?
It explodes. It comes out.
One time it will explode.
Mm-hmm. So we have to find a healthy way to express anger, right? Because not all anger is a sin. In our anger, do not sin. So here's our first question. I think these will help you today.
All right.
What are our individual styles of expressing anger? Do we individually flash and burn or simmer and stew? Which one are you? I think both. We just talked about it.
Both.
Let me ask you another question.
Because it depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, if I'm joyful, not going to happen. But it still should happen now.
Mm-hmm.
Should happen if it was like something... like the Lord would get anger with, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like all the anger, it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this holy anger.
There's this righteous anger, that Jesus carried, right? The second question, how can each style lead to sin? What are some ways to keep anger from leading to sin? I think that's a great question. So for us, for me, I don't get angry quickly. For me, it's very slow. It takes a lot for me to become angry.
Mm-hmm.
But the second part, what are some ways to keep anger from leading to sin? And so I think, as you said, right, when this anger is coming up inside of you, let's express it in a godly way. Hey, and have a conversation, right? I work so well with just sitting down and having a conversation. Hey, this is not okay, blah, 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 right? I work this way. I communicate better in this way.
Yeah, I want that too.
And so when some anger is coming up inside of you, say, hey, Dallas, I need to talk to you about this, right? Something like that, instead of just holding it in and then boom, one minute exploding.
Yeah, but when it happens like many, many times, what I really want to do is to run away so I don't...
express the anger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to be angry with whoever is around, you know? Or show anger to anyone, or especially Elijah, especially our baby, you know? So... but I can't run away from him, you know?
Right, of course. And so I think that this, we can apply this in our life, that coming to God, you know, praying, spending time, you know, in that anger, asking for God's help, relying on the Spirit. This is something that I was talking about. I was counseling some people.
Oh, yeah, I asked for
it. Last night. I was counseling some people last night, and I had the amazing opportunity to show the importance of relying on the Spirit, because everything that we can do up to this certain point is in our strength, in our flesh, but we are only capable of so much. That's why we need to rely on the Spirit to have that extra part to get rid of the inconsistencies in life. And so if we rely on the Holy Spirit, it's not in our strength that we overcome, right? So in your anger, do not sin, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Call on God to assist you, to help you in that moment. Oh, Lord, I want to freak out, but help me, give me peace. You know, something like this. I mean, it sounds silly, but when you do this, it helps so much. It helps so much. And so this last question for you, Mar, what ground rules can we set for future disagreements? What are some rules that you can set to avoid the anger coming out in the wrong way, leading to sin? When the anger comes up, how can you practically express it in a healthy way?
It's a hard topic for me.
It's a tough topic. And I know that other people have also dealt with it, so.
I heard a person, we all watch sometimes some other podcasts, and she said that it was like she goes straight to crying. And I was like, oh, I wish I would be that. I wish I would cry. But it still needs like the Lord's treatment into that, you know? But I don't go... I don't cry. I cry after, like, why did I do that, Lord? I'm so sorry, you know? And I get angry or frustrated, you know? And I want to bite something, but myself. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was not a Christian, that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still see, like, the Lord's work in my life so hard, because I literally did things. like to myself, I bit my fingers, you know, or I rarely, but sometimes I threw things. So that was horrible, horrible expressions. Nowadays, I don't throw things and I don't bite myself or anyone.
But also,
never beaten anyone.
You try to hold it in, right?
Yeah. And then so, there was a time that I was like, I want to yell. I want to.
You're literally just putting it under the rug, as we talked about in the beginning of the episode today. And so I want to read these quotes again one more time
because
from this book.
Because that's, for me, it's controlling. It's trying to control. Like, I'm not going to do it because...
In your strength, you're trying to control it, right?
Because I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin against the Lord or my family, you know?
So this here...
It's hard.
This was quoted from the magazine that we read today in the devotional. Anger in marriage isn't wrong. Relationships that don't acknowledge or express anger are usually fragile, unstable, and anemic. For anger not to be expressed suggests that the couple isn't secure enough or the marriage isn't strong enough to handle disagreements. Not expressing anger leads to stockpiling of bitterness and resentment, leads to cold shoulders and cold wars. It leads to belittling, intimidation, character assassination, and physical violence. So these things, that is the sin, right? That is the sin.
Yeah.
When those things happen,
but with
that
you,
can be the sin.
But I definitely show it. I'm not hiding it, you know? I don't have
but
the
same...
But
you want to hide it.
I would like to.
You would like to.
Would
that's
like
your
to
goal. Like on a perfect
day
for Marcelli, it would be for you to hide the anger for it not
or
to
not
show
have
up.
It, ever.
Yeah.
You know, not feel it.
But that's not an emotion that we can stop having.
Take it away, you know?
No. Like, because
the Lord,
even
take
Jesus
it away,
had
you know?
Righteous anger, right? So anger in its own way can be good. The righteous anger. And so it's not an emotion we can totally dismiss or not have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't have the same type of anger that I used to have when I was not a Christian. Mm-hmm. It's different. But I don't want to have it, you know?
You don't want to express the anger in an ungodly way.
And I don't want to feel it. I don't want to have this anger. Like, there's no need sometimes. There's no need for the anger in my vision, you know? Because... There was some times that I felt like this holy anger, you know, and I felt the need of talking to you, you know, about some things that were like not the way supposed to be. And we talked, you know, I remember this, but when it's like daily lives and I am, for example, in the Women's Day, you know, I would like to not feel that, you know.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do today to end our episode is to pray for Marcelli.
All right.
And for all the other people who have dealt with this anger, because this is, I think, our first episode where this is something very touching.
It's still
in the works.
Because there's many things that we've been through before, right? And we got healing from, but this is something that I'm still dealing with.
God is speaking directly to your heart today in this area, in this topic. So let's pray. Thank you guys for joining us for today's episode. And we're gonna pray for Marcelli's healing. Just as we were saying in the beginning of the episode today, to use the power of the Holy Spirit, that we have been given the authority of Christ to rebuke these things.
I don't even know how to pray for this because I say, the Lord, take it away. Take it away, all the anger. Give me just the holy anger when I need, you know. I don't want to feel angry at all, ever, you know. So that's what I want. That's why I don't want to show this.
But maybe that's too much perfection that we're not capable
of. Yeah, but it's awful, you know? Yeah. It's awful. Like, I would like to be like you. You never express anger because you don't have it. It takes a lot for you to be anger. And for me, there's days, specific days, that I don't sleep enough or something happened, like a horrible nightmare. I don't know. That I feel like more willing to be angry in that day, and that it's awful.
So let's pray for Mar. Here.
All right.
I'm going to bring my mic over here so I can touch you because I love you.
All right.
And I believe on the power of laying on the hands.
All right.
So
okay.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity today to reveal this devotional about anger, Lord, expressing anger in a righteous way, in a godly way, Lord. And so I just pray for my wife right now, all of these things inside of her that she wants to get rid of, all these feelings and emotions that are produced through her anger, Lord. I pray that you help her to overcome this, Lord. We rebuke the anger in Jesus' name, the anger that causes her to sin. Lord, I pray that you can give her peace in her heart, give her patience in her heart, Lord. Continue to test her and teach her how to be peaceful in times of anger, Lord, and in times of disagreement, Lord, that we won't just turn to explosions, or we won't just turn to push it under the rug, Lord, but we will bring it to you. We will bring it to your feet, Lord, and that you will help us overcome these things of anger. And so I pray for Marcelli right now and all the other people that are listening today that have ever dealt with this problem of anger and expressing anger in the wrong way, just as Moses did, where he hit the rock and he lost the promise, Lord. And none of us want to lose the promises that you have for us, Lord, because of our anger. Lord, so I pray right now that you help us to express our anger in a godly way. Give us the capacity to be able to control the anger, Lord, that it's something that maybe we can't do, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can. So I pray that you help us to rely on you through this anger. Lord, thank you so much for this devotional today and opening this up in my wife's heart. Lord, I pray that this is something we can continue to pursue, continue to pray through, Lord, that Marcelli can have complete freedom in this area. Lord, because it's something that she showed today that she is making progress in this area, but she's not there yet. Yeah. And so, Lord, I pray that you continue the work that you started in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. So this is my heart of the devotionals, moments like this, where we can really express and talk about something that's so true and real, because we want freedom. We talked about this from the first episode. We want to give you freedom. We want to ourselves walk in freedom. And so today is a perfect example of what I think this devotional is the purpose of, setting the captives free, bringing freedom through Jesus Christ. And so today we're on the path toward freedom of anger. So we did not plan this. No. We did not plan this episode.
No, we did not rehearse before.
We did not rehearse. We didn't even know what this episode was going to be about today until we read the verses. So. Yeah,
that's why it's so important to do your devotionals with the Lord. Sometimes you're going to be alone. Sometimes you're going to have
a surprise.
A friend or your spouse, right? It's amazing. So, and don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed in front of the Lord. Don't be ashamed in front of the other people that can pray for you. And there's so many things that we read in the devotionals, and we did some devotionals before in our life together. And there was moments like this, or longer, more time, that we prayed, we cried, because it was things that really, really, really needed the move of God. And this is a topic for me that I still need to be shaped, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah. Bye.